Claire, it's lovely to meet you this morning. Thanks so much for coming in. Can you tell me a little bit about Bosom Buddies?
Yes, hi, Nick. We're a local support group for ladies of all ages who've had a diagnosis of breast cancer. We set up in the summer of 2011, and generally we're just here to support any lady who's had a diagnosis from the start of her treatment all the way through and beyond. So we do things like set up a chemo buddy system, where if somebody wants to have somebody sit with them during their chemotherapy, we do that. We have a wig bank, we have a scarf bank. We have fun days out as well. When ladies have got their strength back, we go and we do afternoon teas, we go down to the coast and we share lifts and things like that. We have a dedicated phone line and an email address. So if people do need to contact us, we're there at the end of the phone whenever they need us.
I'm sure I'm not alone in knowing friends, family that have been diagnosed with breast cancer. I work with someone that has recently been diagnosed with breast cancer, and thankfully the treatment has been very successful, it seems. But what struck me most was just the sheer shock of when that diagnosis was made. Is that a time when you're able to help?
Yes, it is, absolutely. What we've done is we work very closely with local hospitals throughout Kent, and we've asked them to put our card and our information in. When you're first diagnosed, most hospitals give you what they call a patient pack, which is all of the information. It has the Macmillan leaflets in, and it has information as to how that hospital will deal with your treatment plan.
Yeah.
So our card goes in that. We do find sometimes ladies are in such shock that they don't ring us immediately. They ring us in their own time and when they're ready and when they want to talk to people. But that initial shock is something that all ladies who are diagnosed have to deal with, and hopefully we can be on the end of the phone and they can pick it up and ring us.
How did Bosom Buddies come about in the first place?
Well, I was diagnosed in 2009, and you're allocated a Macmillan nurse immediately the day you're diagnosed. And Macmillan do a fantastic job. However, myself and another lady who are going through chemotherapy together, we found that you really do need to talk to somebody. Well, we needed to talk to somebody who knew exactly what was happening because they'd had it or they had been diagnosed themselves. And that knowledge is really, really important. When you have a question, you don't really want to ask the Macmillans. It could be something embarrassing. It could be something, you know, is this normal? Is this supposed to happen to me now? And we found that we really wanted to talk to other ladies who were in exactly the same position as ourselves. And so we got together in the summer of 2011, and our first meeting was at my house in Greenhithe. And there were 13 of us attended that first meeting, and that was just word of mouth. And we have monthly meetings now around the 17th of every month, and that is either in somebody's house, or sometimes we go to the pub, or we have a local community centre, or we have tea in the garden. We mix it up. It's not all doom and gloom. We have a social side to the group as well, but we also do have a side where we can help people who were recently diagnosed. We can help them, we can show them where they can go for help. They can apply for blue badges, they can apply for Macmillan grants, etc., etc. And we've got that knowledge because we've been through it. So that's what we aim to try and do with the group.
What sort of area do you cover? How wide is the scope of your operations?
We call ourselves Bosom Buddies Kent, but it's mainly North Kent. Our ladies are from all over. We have people from Greenhithe, we have people from Dartford, Gravesend, Wilmington, we have people from Mepham, Southfleet, Longfield, and you know, it's all over. And we always try and meet somewhere central so everybody can get there, but we do offer lifts.
And by the sounds of it, it doesn't just stop when your treatment stops. There's ongoing relationships that are formed and ongoing support, I suppose.
Absolutely. Some of the ladies are through and are now classed as clear of cancer and have been for some years. And we find that the social side of it helps. And you do find that you do have ongoing problems if you've had aggressive cancer treatment. So we support each other in things like that as well.
You've obviously been through a lot of experiences, both through setting up Bosom Buddies and through your own treatment. And I wonder, what would you say to someone that's just been diagnosed with cancer?
I would say that you're not alone. It is a very, very isolating experience to be told you have cancer. And you do feel like the world comes to a stop, but it doesn't. You have family, you have friends, and if you don't have people local to you, we are there for you, as well as the people who support you through your treatment at the hospital where you're being treated. You're not alone. There are people at the end of the phone, and we can help you.
How do we get in touch with Bosom Buddies?
Well, we have a dedicated telephone line, and one of the people in the group has it. We pass it round. Every 4 weeks we change, and somebody will answer the phone. And the number is 07742 231 313. Or you can email us at bosombuddieskent@gmail.com. We find some ladies prefer to email us because they're not up to speaking to somebody. And again, they do it in their own time, and we'll answer them, and we'll say our next meeting is, for instance, our next meeting is August the 17th, one of our ladies' houses over at Longfield. And we'll say, if you want to, we'll pick you up. We'll take you if you don't have transport, or we'll just meet you for a coffee, one of us or three of us or all of us. It depends what that lady needs at that time.
Is there something specific you're hoping to do with the support you're getting from ASDA?
Yes, because we're a self-funded group at the moment. We raise money ourselves. We've applied to be charity status, but we're waiting for the paperwork. So everything we do is self-funded. So we do boot fairs and raise money, and we do garden fetes and things like that. But ASDA will give a donation to us if we have the most green tokens in our box at the end of the month, which we're hoping will happen. And that donation will be used for petrol money. It will be used for anything that we need to buy for any ladies who come to us who need any sort of assistance.
I really admire what you're doing. It's fascinating hearing all about Bosom Buddies. Claire, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us
this morning.
And by the sounds of it, Bridget, we need lots of people to go to ASDA at Greenhithe and use their green tokens wisely.
Yeah, as I said, the charities that we've got at the moment are Citizens Advice, Swanscombe, Ebony Ward at Darrent Valley Hospital, and Bosom Buddies. Everyone will receive something. The winner gets £200, and the runners-up both get £50 each. So everybody does get something. So, you know, read the information on there. There's, you know, it tells you what we're raising the money for, and select the one that you like the sound of the best.
Sounds good to me. Well, thank you very much, both of you, for coming to chat this morning. Before you go, just repeat the numbers and the email address again, if you wouldn't mind.
So we're Bosom Buddies Kent, and our email address is bosombuddieskent@gmail.com, and our telephone number is 07742 231 313.
Bridget and Claire, thank you so much for joining us. Please keep us posted with how things develop. And Bridget, we'll talk to you in a few weeks' time, I hope.
Yes, we'll do.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.